Right, hello. So, if you're watching, thank you for watching this YouTube clip. And if you're listening, thank you for following along with Audioboo. This is yet again another example of how spontaneous I can be. However, last night was the Leeds Social Media Cafe. So, I thought, why not? This is a good opportunity for me to try to fill a quick 10-minute slot. That allows me to review how wonderful the event went. I'm sure it would be really great, be great to for you to know of the different types of people that have come over that period of time as well. So the Social Media Cafe, or the Leeds Social Media Cafe, has actually been running for what is now 6 months. And in that time, what's happened is we've created a space essentially where people are able to come along and have a natter and a chat to each other about the kind of work that they do, and whatever the job and responsibilities that come with that. Also have this slight slant of marketing to them, which would be the social media aspect. So the event and space area that I tried to create was for people to come from their angle to social media and to mix with other people. But quite clearly, everyone is coming from different angles. But the focus point would be the social media aspect. So last night was yet again another eventful evening of discussing strange conversations that I wouldn't have initially thought of. Each time I have one of these events, there's always a new conversation, and last night was no different. What we discussed was Confucius, the Confucius Academy or Institute. I seem to fail to remember, but they were an amazing couple of people that came, who worked at the Leeds University, who came from the Confucius Institute that tries to support and develop businesses in culture of culture, but specifically the Chinese culture. And it's quite interesting to for me to even try to repeat back the conversation I had is actually quite tough for me. And what's interesting is that the talk was sort of led down a much more, for me personally, a brand identity, sort of the values of not just their target market, but the values that the audiences and their relationships might have, and how you might tangibly give somebody the understanding of the Chinese culture, but in relation to business. So, yeah, as you can probably tell, we can go on talking forever about subjects like this. It was really interesting to discuss how they might develop their social media, I guess. And I think one of the really interesting bits that came out for me was that quite often, and like last night, there were people there who already knew each other in other capacities. If they didn't fully know, they were certainly aware of each other, and to allow them to meet up and to allow the real world conversation that could be digitized, but is actually the real world conversation, and for me to allow them to then connect some way digitally. At their own pace and accord is what Social Media Cafe is all about. And I've just gone through using an example of last night, but actually that's what the Social Media Cafe is for. It's a real space for people to come together. This is my ethos and how I would like to run the cafe, but that in the past it seems that a lot of people do have things that they would like to be added to, or they might like to bring certain things to this event. So, being the sixth cafe, it seems like quite a nice point to move on. So, from here outwards, it would seem that we're currently having conversations with a place called Retrograde. Again, this is in Leeds, and with the conversation that we're having with Retrograde, we are discussing how we might utilize their space, and figuring out what more we can offer potential people that would like to come to the cafe in future. There's much sort of wider scope now as well for people to maybe get more involved, I might say, with the technological aspect, and some people still relate to the surgery element of workshops and delivery. And I think that this will be something that I can't say is definitely planned, but it's certainly something that I would like to explore. So the future of the social media cafe seems to be quite loud and proud in some ways. And in case if you missed that, it's the second Tuesday of every month. You can certainly follow with the hashtag LeedsSMC, which is short for Social Media Cafe. So Leeds SMC. You can also tweet me at TandToast, and maybe we could connect and I could pass on some information to you about that. But for now, we're currently sort of developing an event during the daytime as well as the evening cafe session. So the daytime event would allow people to come along and listen to people who are experienced in specific areas of social media, and the areas that the event is certainly trying to take a closer detail and look at is storytelling on stories and tools and tips and guides of what people have learnt specifically through blogging and through Twitter. There will be three talks altogether, and we've yet to sort of confirm the final talk. And from that, I feel that the event itself is quite hazy in some ways because we've yet to come up with a few more details. But I'm sure if you private message me or tweet me on Twitter, or alternatively, you can just drop us an email at prit@tandtoast.org.uk and just tell me you're interested, and I will put you on a list to let you know more information when we actually have more to give you. That'll be coming up really soon. So lots of important decisions to be made. And I think that's it, really. I've managed to quite neatly and quite quickly wrap up the concept of Leeds Social Media Cafe, but the future of the cafes is sort of related more to what people would like to see from the cafe. And that we do have other things planned as well for workshops and things. So, yeah. Let's keep that short and sweet. If by any sort of shortfall or miracle you're actually listening to this via Audioboo or any other stream, or you're also watching us through YouTube, if you're watching through YouTube, apologies for the sun switching on and off, providing me with some terrible lighting at some moments and other times great. But if you would like to leave comments, you can leave comments at the YouTube, at the Audioboo, you can tweet us, you can certainly get in contact. We are really eager to not drive the aspect of social media to you and ram it down your throats, but this is pretty much a listening exercise to see what you would like and to develop that forward, really. So yeah, if you've got any comments, anything at all you would like to say, please do get in contact with us. So, from now until next time, thank you for listening, and speak to you soon.